This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Christopher Price, who is with the Boston Globe, he's also with the Believe Network, covers the NFL, and hosts a podcast with former Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan. Christopher, thanks for jumping on with us, man. I think as we here in Atlanta talk about this draft, we're wondering what's going to happen before we get to eight. And a lot of people think that there'll be three, four, maybe even five quarterbacks I've heard taken in the first 15. I don't know what it looks like. But tell us about the Patriots. Is this pick up for grabs? Are they open to a trade?
The only way they're open to a trade is if someone knocks them sideways with a Godfather-style offer, like a Herschel Walker kind of trade that involves more picks than have initially been discussed. I know there's an awful lot of conversation out there right now about Minnesota taking 11-23 and something else to New England for that number three overall pick. I still don't think it gets it done. I think that they need to throw more into the mix there. If you're talking about giving up a third overall pick in a quarterback-rich draft, especially when you're a quarterback-needy team like New England. So that's really, for me, the only scenario I can imagine where New England does not stay where they are and take either Drake May or Jaden Daniels.
What did you make of that Commanders? We called it a Hunger Games style meeting where they threw all the quarterbacks in the mix. Is there any way they don't draft Jaden Daniels?
Fight to the death. Exactly. Yeah, I love that. No, I think, look, put it this way. Even in the post-Daniel Snyder era, I don't have a whole lot of faith in Washington doing the right thing. But, that being said, they'd be foolish if they didn't take Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is a home run pick. And like I said, if I'm New England, I go for Jaden Daniels. I would take him if he fell to number three. I think he is, I think he's a big swing for a team in New England that needs a big swing right at this point in their overall development.
Christopher Price joining us. Again, Believe Network, NFL analyst, Boston Globe. What's changed with Jerod Mayo with the not having Belichick there for now for the first time in, 20-some-odd years? What's changed?
It's all different, man. It really is. It's a little surreal to be able to walk into a press conference and know that you're going to get an in-depth answer. And that's not to say the bill wasn't great, at times, but they were, especially over the course of last year, it got a little bit lean from time to time. Mm. And so Jerod has kind of opened things up a little bit. We're talking to coordinators. We're talking to assistants, both on and off the record. And it's really enjoyable. It's interesting to see how they're going to kind of go about trying to build this all back again. I'm not saying they're going to be back in the postseason within a year, but I think that there is, when you talk to both Elliott Wolf and Jerod Mayo, there is a cautious sense of optimism that they're going to figure this thing out. They're going to get the quarterback that they think gives them the best chance to win. But it's not going to be a year turnaround. This is going to take a couple of years. But, they have a really good defense. They need to add some pieces on the offensive side of the ball, again, including the quarterback. But, again, there's a level of optimism here that they can figure this thing out sooner rather than later.
We were enjoying the article that came out last week written about Belichick, and we actually privileged more information, being a little bit closer to it. But how surprised were you that nobody else kicked the tires on Belichick other than the Falcons?
I'm very surprised. And look, there were places that just weren't a good fit, and I understand that. I think that's part of the conversation here. I'm a little bit surprised that this is the first time in, 50-something years that Bill is going to go into a National Football League season without a job. I think it's going to be interesting to see him do some, work with Omaha Productions and, Peyton Manning, and he's probably going to get some work in with NFL Films. I know he really likes those guys, but it's very, very strange. It's not only strange in New England, but, it's strange within the context of the National Football League that there's no Bill Belichick this year. It is. It's unique. It's different. I personally think he's going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys by the start of the 2025 season. But, Who knows? We'll see.
Right. What about the situation with the Patriots specifically? You know, I just heard Brady talk about, hey, I'm open to a team if, you know, they call. Christopher, you covered this guy for all the time he was there. Like, what's going on?
Is that ego?
Yeah.
I think part of it is a little bit, you know, part of it's ego. I think part of it is a desire to kind of remain relevant on the NFL landscape as a player. I think he misses it. I think he's always going to miss it. But, you know, I mean, look, shoot, Michael Jordan came back and played for the Washington Wizards, right? I think we've already seen that phase of Tom Brady's career with Tampa Bay. It's hard for guys to exit the stage. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that with Tom Brady. And, you know, we see it from great athletes from time to time. And I think this is just kind of Brady being Brady. I don't think he's ever going to be able to turn off that competitive fire. So, how he finds an outlet for that moving forward, maybe it's in broadcasting, maybe it's owning part of the Raiders, whatever the case may be. But, yeah, he's never dull, that guy.
Talking with Christopher Prince, guys, from the Boston Globe and the Believe Network. And since he's from New England, we thought we'd throw those questions at him. By the way, do you feel that he's going to be the next level broadcaster? I mean, I'm looking for Johnny Miller, attitude and edge. Is Tom prepared to do that?
Yeah, I do. I think that we're seeing a little bit of a remaking of Tom Brady, but, you know, you see him make the public comments that he's made, especially, I think he came out last week, he was on a podcast with a barber or something, and talking about how, you know, kids these days, you know, it's not about them. It's, you know, it's about the team and, you know, kind of keeping your focus on what's important and stuff. So I think we're going to see him do more of that. Put it this way. I think the worst possible scenario is him ending up like Joe Montana. And I don't know if you guys remember Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah.
A lousy broadcaster. He didn't want to see anything, nothing critical. Yeah. And so I think Brady is going to be more critical than that. Look, this is a guy, maybe that team we talked about is competitive fire. You know, this is a guy who really wants to be good at whatever he does. And so I think we're going to see some of that poured into his broadcasting career.
Yeah, I hope so. I like edgy Brady.
Right.
I just do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I don't know how much of you guys got that there. Listen, we didn't cover him every day. We just saw him usually in the playoffs, right? And he always had the right things to say, but he has an edge to him. And I don't think you have the kind of success that he had if you don't. But can he translate that? And I'm with you. I think if he can do that, then it's going to be a lot of fun, and he's going to have a lot of fans because people are going to be like, oh, I can't believe Brady said that. Christopher Price is our guest, guys. We're talking about the NFL draft coming up. Here's an interesting thing, Christopher, and I just want to bring this up as you guys are in the quarterback market. Trevor Lawrence, right, in 2021 was the number one overall pick. Zach Wilson, who was traded today to the Broncos, by the way, guys, pick swap, 6th and 7th to the Broncos, was the number two pick, traded. Trey Lance, 49ers at 3, traded to the Cowboys for nickels and dimes. Justin Fields, traded to the Steelers. The top four quarterbacks, basically, or three quarterbacks after Trevor Lawrence, even, 3 years after the draft, we're still wondering what they're going to be. Are you concerned about any of that happening in this particular draft? I know you say you're sold on you know, Jaden Daniels, but you look at that history and you go, man, are we getting the right guy?
Yeah, I mean, you guys didn't bring up the Mac Jones.
That's
right. Mac Jones was taken 15th overall in that draft, and he didn't, you know, he turned out to be, you know, not all by his own doing, but I mean, he turned out to be a bit of a dud here in New England. So, yeah, look, it's an imperfect science. And so many things have to fall into place for your quarterback to have success, and so much of it is above and beyond. I can speak to what happened here in New England, that Mac was a guy who needed everything around him to be perfect. He needed to be surrounded by All-Americans or Pro Bowlers or whatever the case may be. And when things started to break down, he didn't have that, you know, extra gear. He wasn't wired to make, you know, chicken salad out of, you know, chicken salad out of chicken, you know what, basically.
Yeah.
So it was a struggle for him. And I guess ultimately, like I said, it just kind of underscores the fact that it's when you get down to it, you think that you know you can put the guy through every single exercise. You can bring him into the building. You can work him out. You can, you know, put film on. You can go to the whiteboard. You can do everything you can, but you just don't know. You have to hope. And at the end of the day, it's about surrounding the guy with talent as much as it is the guy itself. I firmly believe that. That was one of the reasons why Brady succeeded early in his career. That's why you see a lot of these young guys succeed early in their careers. The only guy who I know for sure in this draft who is going to two guys who I know are going to be sure things in this draft. Caleb Williams, I think, is the closest thing to Patrick Mahomes you have in this draft. I think Caleb Williams had a chance to be special. And I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best offensive skill position player that we're going to see in this draft, who's going to succeed wherever he ends up going. The rest of it, it's all a crapshoot.
Yeah. And by the way, I know we're talking a lot of Patriots, but since you are an inside source up there, I never understood how Saban and his best buddy in the sport couldn't get on the same page about what this quarterback's limitations were or weren't.
Yeah.
You know, you'd
yeah,
have thought that that would have come with like total. It's almost like a toy that comes with instructions. Here's how this guy works.
Yeah. You know, the other thing too, man, about that. And look, if I'm Mac Jones, because I don't want to go too far afield here, but I mean, if Mac Jones is going to be a free agent after this coming season, if I'm Mac Jones, I go wherever Josh McDaniels ends up, because Josh McDaniels was the one guy who was able to unlock Mac Jones over the course of a full season when he was a rookie. He played very well. He had Josh McDaniels as an offensive coordinator. Josh was able to get through to him. I think that's something to look forward to if you're in the Mac Jones business come 2025.
All right, Christopher, you just mentioned Maserati, Marvin Harrison. There's no way. I think it's going to be a lot of chalk after all this hype. But if the Cardinals, I mean, is there any way the Cardinals, you'd have to come with, like, again, three number one, some sort of crazy deal. So do you feel that we will see those guys? Same thing goes for the Chargers. I think Harbaugh's kind of a wild card in this draft as well. Will those guys go position players?
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be. Look, when the only thing when you think about Harbaugh and you talk about him being a wild card, and I love that angle, that analogy when you talk about Harbaugh, because you wonder about Harbaugh and J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that he's ticketed for Los Angeles, even with the situation that they have. Look, you know, they're set, at least theoretically. You know, Justin Herbert, you know, they're set at the quarterback position, but you look at it and you wonder if he is pumping his tires for some other reason. You know, this is the silly season. I mean, you guys know this. I know this. So, you know, you pull on every single thread and you wonder what's going to happen. But that was one of the things that I was thinking about.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look, Marvin Harrison, like I said, wherever Marvin Harrison ends up going, I think he's going to be a success. Marvin Harrison is, you know, it's, I heard someone say this, it's basically like, you know, he's Marvin Harrison reincarnated. You know, the same skill set, the same name, the whole bit, man. Right. He is going to be a stud in this league. And again, Caleb Williams, I think, is going to be a stud in this league. The rest of it is just, you know, again, I don't want to call it a crapshoot again, but it's, you know, that's where we are with this. I think, again, if you're New England, you're not overthinking it. Unless someone comes at you with a Godfather style offer, you take one of those two quarterbacks. This is a quarterback-rich draft. You're a quarterback-needy team. You got to get things rolling again.
Yeah.
We'll see how it all shakes out. Christopher Price, thanks for jumping on with this, man. We appreciate it. Continued success. Covers the teams up there for the Boston Globe and obviously the NFL for the Believe Network. Appreciate you, man.
My pleasure. Take care, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.